feel old? 1999 happened 20 years ago. And recently we were looking at the top 10 games, top 10 movies of the year. And dare we say, 1999, one of the best years in entertainment history, which motivated us to work on two different episodes about that year. So this one, we're going to be talking about our favorite video games from 1999. And then next week, we're going to be talking about our favorite movies right here on A Cast of the Past. You can check out a brand new episode each and every Sunday. And I feel like this is going to be a nostalgia two-week pack because it's just so much good stuff. So let's get right to it with yours truly, Juan Velez from Puerto Rico. Joining me, we got from Boston, Massachusetts, Mr. Ryan McNulty. Now, Ryan, which was your main video game console of choice for 1999 and why?
So 1999, it was probably a mix of PlayStation and N64. I did own both at this time. I was probably playing a lot of Tony Hawk at the time, to be honest with you. But that may not be my pick.
Uh-oh. But before we get to that, we got from London, Ontario, Keith Poshick. Same question to you, man. A preferred console?
I think it would have been the N64 at this point. I'm not 100% sure if I had both the PS1 and the N64 at this point, but I know I at least had an N64 and a PC, so I think it was a lot of going between the two of those. And I got a PlayStation 1 late, so it was a lot of going back and playing games then. Yeah, sounds right.
For me, I was definitely more of a PS1 person, though by this time I did have the N64 as well, because I remember playing a lot of Pokemon Snap. But there's one game that did come out this year that's like, yep, I'm pretty sure that was the main console that I was playing, but I'm going to get to that very soon. And for those that follow us on Instagram, rest assured we are going to bring up your listener picks once we talk about our games. So, Ryan, are you ready, my friend, to talk about your favorite games from 1999?
Absolutely. So, yeah. I'm going to throw a couple of honorable mentions out just real quick. But these are games I didn't play till much later, but they did come out in 1999. So first of all, Silent Hill, I bring it up all the time. We'll be spending a lot more time talking about that series later on, especially once we get to a spookier month, if you will. But yeah, I didn't play that till many, many years later, but great 1999 game. Another game I want to bring up, I've never beaten it, but Shenmue for the Dreamcast. That is a very ambitious and, going back to replay it, given the voice acting, a hilarious game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you chose to describe Shenmue was going to be very important to this conversation.
Yeah, I will take hilarious.
Yeah, I didn't get too far, but oh my God, you could make a 1,000-page book out of the amount of memes that you could get out of that game, just how funny the voice acting is. But either way, we talked about PlayStation N64. This is actually a PC game that I played a lot of in 1999, and that is Roller Coaster Tycoon. Now, I was super pumped to get this game, and my God, did I play the living crap out of this game. Just Forest Frontiers, man. So many theme parks built there. You can speed up the roller coasters and have people fly off and crash. It was Sim City but amusement park. You could charge people to use the bathroom at your park. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Did you make that happen, Ryan?
Did I honestly, most of the time, I was a generous person. I was like, you know what, I would never want people to pay to have to use the bathroom, so I was pretty generous there.
I need to cut you off with a quick story here.
Yes.
So I was looking through all the games that came out in 1999, and I thought to myself, oh my God, nobody's going to pick Roller Coaster Tycoon. That was my favorite game of 1999.
Boom!
And here we are.
I totally squashed Keith's pick, but honestly, I did play the living crap out of that game.
As did
and
I. God, I love that
game.
Yes,
it is a ton of fun. So yeah, Keith, I'll let you have some of the floor on this since you did have so much to say.
I think it was the first game that I ever modded as well on my PC, where I would go out and look at different roller coasters that you could download that people have like pre-made and different parks that people have made. And yeah, just that whole taking the building concept, the tycoon game, and applying it to a theme park was just perfect for me. And then, like you said, you can mess with people, you can make people pay $100 to use a toilet, or if they end up going off a path, you can like grab them and throw them in a shark tank or throw them on a roller coaster, and it was the best thing ever. Roller Coaster Tycoon is just a wonderful game. Sometimes I still go back to this day and play through some of those early scenarios, just because it had like a single player objective mode where you had to like, oh, you have 3 years to build a park that gets a fun rating of 80% and a bunch of scenarios like that. God, I love that game so much.
I'm so sad though, because I'm thinking, man, I can team up and talk about Zoo Tycoon, but that one came out in 2001. But I love the game for the very same reasons. I wasn't an asshole like you guys in charge, you know, for bathroom entries, but I love to play that game. Although, I'm saying you guys aren't assholes, I was totally the one that I would build an entire zoo. And if you hit the delete button and the cage opens up, them lions go loose. And I could have done that. Yeah.
The only thing equally as satisfying is sicking Bowser on a city in SimCity. It was good time.
Never got a chance to do that. But any other particular game, Ryan, that when you talk about 1999, that really brings out that passion for you?
I mean, this is a game we covered, so if you want to check out that podcast episode, it's Pokemon Snap. I really love that game. Very short game, as we mentioned in the podcast. It's kind of the perfect rental game, but that was a ton of fun because that just came out in the height of the Pokemon craze, and it was really your chance to see Pokemon in a different way, in kind of the environments in which you could imagine that they might exist in the outside world, as opposed to, you know, how you were traditionally used to just seeing them on an 8-bit Game Boy. So Pokemon Snap is another favorite of mine from 1999.
So Keith, in your case, aside from a roller coaster, which Ryan kind of stole from you, is there any other game about that year that you love?
Now I have to scramble and find something new, but before I do that, work. I do have an honorable mention I want to bring up, and I'm not going to make it my game because there is a bit of an asterisk beside it that the Japanese version is what came out in 1999, and that's The Legend of Dragoon for the PS1.
I knew it, man!
It's probably the best RPG to ever come out, and JRPGs were my jam back in the early 2000s, so I went back and played a lot of JRPGs once I got a PS1. I think it was around 2001, 2002. I didn't get a PS1 until the PS2 came out, and just going back and like playing Final Fantasy VII, playing Final Fantasy VIII, Legend of Legaia, I think I touched as well. Legend of Dragoon was my favorite by a mile. I still think it is a crime that game has not been remade. I love it so much. The combat system, even though it is turn-based, I loved the whole button mash interactive combos in the middle of it. It blows my mind that not many games have taken advantage of that. It was my teenage angst years, so I just really loved some of those characters as well. They hit me right in my puberty as hard as they could. And yeah, just everything about Legend.
Interesting way to put it.
It just hits me right in the puberty, the same way that Eminem hit me right in the puberty. Just an angry white child. But anyway, all right, moving on to the game that, besides Roller Coaster Tycoon, that I think I played the most of, and that was Super Smash Brothers for the N64. I remember seeing the commercial for that and then making my poor mother go out and get me a copy of Smash Bros. Like day one.
Music, and then...
Did you know it was a fighting game? What did you think about that when you first saw the commercial?
I had no idea what it was, but it's like, hey, that's Mario, Link, and Donkey Kong hanging out. I love Zelda. I love Donkey Kong. I love Mario. This is probably the best game ever. And then going home, I probably played it for the rest of 1999, honestly. I put so many hours into it. It helped that my next door neighbor also had Super Smash Bros. And we would just spend hours upon hours fighting each other on foxes, Starship. That was our level, and then like trying to figure
Final
out
Final Destination how to before Final Destination.
Pretty much. Yep. It was that and Hyrule Castle. Those were the only acceptable levels. Sometimes you can do the Pokemon level, but even then,
or Pokeballs
not so much.
Only. That was one of the few games I remember reading about in a magazine and getting hyped up before it came out. Usually I was kind of behind the ball on what was coming out, but I do remember getting a gaming magazine, reading about Smash Brothers and hearing that it was going to be this fighting game with all the Nintendo superstars. So I was like ready for day one for that game.
Mm-hmm. God, yeah, what a really, great game.
It was good to look at because you had the fighting games like Street Fighter versus Marvel superheroes and all those, but then you have Nintendo characters. That's a huge deal when you have that come up together. For me, something that I wanted to bring up as an honorable mention is Final Fantasy VIII, which I actually did a cheap plug. I did a full video literally on this game a while back on my YouTube channel, Player Juan. And that was my first Final Fantasy game. So I played 8, and then I played 7, and then I played 9, which is a very weird order. So even though I know that Final Fantasy VIII can be exploited, there's scaling, there's a lot of stuff that just doesn't hold up. I think it does have one of the best soundtracks of any Final Fantasy game of all time. I think that even though the whole absorption of powers is not great, you have the trading card game, you have the fact that unlike Final Fantasy VII, that was more cartoony based, this one aspired for realism, which on the PS1, not the best idea, but as a kid growing up, I thought it was cool. Because it's like, here's these college-like kids walking and traveling around the world, trying to solve problems. And I love the diversity of the characters, but it's not even...
Plus,
oh, go ahead.
You can't not talk about the Gunblade and how the Gunblade is the dumbest slash the best thing to ever come out of a Final Fantasy game. God, it's so stupid. Why would you use a blade if you literally have a pistol in your hand?
Why not, man? I mean, freaking Marcus Fenix got a weapon with a chainsaw afterwards.
Yeah,
I guess that's a step
up. It's right
up
there with the Lancer. It's just as dumb, but it's so cool.
Dumb weapons are the best weapons, Keith. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I don't disagree with this at all.
But easily. I mean, I played Final Fantasy VIII. I beat it 100%. It's one of the rare games where not only did I finish the story, I got the best weapons. But this next game, Age of Empires 2. Good time to talk about it. You guys were probably in no way surprised by my pick.
No. Nope.
There's a definitive edition coming out recently. And when I saw the trailer, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is way too good for me. For those who don't know, it's a real-time strategy game for the PC. Although, in the European region, there is a version for the PlayStation 2. And there was a modified version for the Nintendo DS. Very little people know about that. They're bad versions. Don't play them. But just know that those exist. I'll never forget this. I passed my history class in school because of this game. My teacher started asking me about Joan
of
Arc.
Tell me everything about Genghis Khan.
Yeah, no, yeah. Seriously. Like Genghis Khan, William Wallace.
His DPS was through the roof.
My teacher was pissed off because I was answering every question because I played throughout the entire story mode. And then here's what happened. True story. My teacher asks me, how the hell do you know all this? I tell her Age of Empires. She asked me, like, well, what the hell is that? It's a video game. I didn't tell her, like, there's, like, a violent part. She actually asked me to bring my CD to install it. And then she was like, wait, so you've learned through this thing? You're going through campaigns? I was doing random map, which, looking back, not the best way to showcase this game.
Maybe the worst way.
Probably, but it's a real-time strategy game that, to this day, the online community is super active. The fact that it's getting a definitive edition, we got the expansion, the Conqueror's expansion, which came out, I believe, a year or two later. And I think that this is an incredible game that when you play online, which think back to 1999, right? Not the, you talk about first-person shooters for online access. That was pretty normal. But then all these other genres, I didn't know you could play online. And you had
MSN
these pros.
MSN Web Zone, baby.
Yep, it's
MSN
all about the
Web
Zone, baby.
Start the game already.
Yes, which brings us to like the custom maps, the fact that people made custom game modes. Like Protect the One, PTO, CBA. If anybody hasn't played these, you're probably very confused.
11.
Yes, start 11. The game already. There's so much stuff. There
More
was a community
wood, please.
Within the community. Whoa, la, la. And yeah, please, please just check out Age of Empires. If you're not into RTSs, you're not going to like it, but yeah.
To follow up on that, a story that I don't even know if you remember this one, but a few years ago when Age of Empires 2 HD came out, there was like a hot minute where we both got super into it because it had like all the online stuff. And like Juan mentioned, we used to play it a lot back on the day in the MSN game zone. Zone
what
froze.
What a nightmare.
Zone froze.
But like when I say that we got into it, I got into it, but like Juan got really into it back that like back when we tried picking it up, to the point where I had to tell him to like calm the hell down, because he's talking to me like, hey, we gotta play an hour a night, we gotta get good at this, it's gonna get competitive, I wanna make sure to get really good at this. Like he went all in on this Age of Empires 2 thing, just having a little bit of a taste.
Put it this way.
I imagine that bloodlust was always there.
Probably between the original, like the original version that came out in 99, The Conquerors, and that one, I played over 1,000 hours of this game. There is no circumstance where I play less than that, and you could probably make the case for 2,000, because I played this game 3 days ago. I still play it, so it's a great game.
Yeah,
but
I know my cousin got me into it, and then when I started hanging out with you guys had been playing it, so it was great. But the thing was, like, obviously, we talk about the internet at the time. Online gaming was very dodgy at the time. So I feel like maybe about 10% of the time, my computer would actually work to be able to play online with you guys. And I was hot garbage at this game, but I did have a lot of fun playing it. But I'm pretty sure I lost every single time. I don't even remember if I ever won a single game when I played with you guys. But it was still a ton of fun.
Ryan, let's put it this way. For as bad as you were in RTSs, you're not nearly as bad as you are on first-person shooters.
That's true. That's
true. Yeah.
You guys don't
we'll
want to
into this
Ryan play... What?
We'll get into it one day. Yeah. I have a grudge against you when it comes to first-person shooters that I've never been able to let go.
Me?
Me?
No, against with Juan.
Just like, really? What the hell did I do?
Really?
Yeah, what did I do?
Okay, we'll get into this now, because I don't know, maybe it came out in 1999, who knows? So, back when we were in the early days of the internet, when we were playing games together, we eventually installed Quake 3, Quake 3 Arena. It's a classic, but up until that point, I'd only like really played first-person shooters on a console. So I'm installing Quake 3, me thinking this is the normal, I go to plug in my computer controller. And it was like one of those weird aftermarket controllers, because nobody had figured out computer controllers at that point. This guy, this Puerto Rican fool, laughed at me for using a controller in Quake 3. And I've never been able to let that go. I've held this grudge for God 20 years now.
It's a bad decision.
But is it worth laughing at somebody else? Yes. No, it's not. Yeah. It's
Ryan,
not.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you
kind of deserve that,
democracy.
Man.
No, I don't.
It takes about 10 seconds to realize that mouse controls are far easier for first-person shooters than
But if it's
a
an
controller.
Option, it's an option. I plugged in a controller and it works. It's not worth laughing at somebody over. It's not worth bullying a man because he wants to use a damn controller in Quake
Keith,
3.
Okay,
and I've never been able
thing.
To let that
Keith
go.
Poshik.
And I hate
we
you for it.
We were 14 years old at the time. You were not
I
a man.
I don't care.
You were
and
a
now
boy,
I'm almost, Keith. I'm almost 30 and I still think about it.
Seek therapy.
It bothers
There's
me.
There's really good help. 1-800-981-00. No. I forgot the name. I have the mental health podcast. I forgot
and you know
the
what?
Damn thing.
Quake 3 Arena came out on December 2nd of 1999, so it's valid. My grudge is valid for this
you
episode.
You realize, Keith, that this is setting up for a Juan versus Keith Quake 3 video at some point.
No, it's
we need
not.
To
it's setting up for
yes.
an apology from you. It's what
Bull
I deserve.
Crap. Bull butter, Keith. Bull butter, okay? With that being said, okay, Ryan. I
yes.
feel like you got to calm us down. We have some lovely listener picks from people that follow us. I cast of the past on Instagram. Ask Keith and I cool off. Could you read some of these and maybe we'll react?
Please do.
Keith can yet again just try to justify the unjustifiable. I'm just gonna say, Ryan, go.
I'm just going to say that I need a second to pull this up because I totally didn't have this ready.
See, it's like Keith with the controller. Ryan doesn't have the agenda on.
Okay, I'll be prepared in a moment.
I was just ahead of the curve because how many games now are preferred with controller on PC? There are games that it's the first thing you see when you boot it up. I was just trying to be ahead of the curve. Hey, you know what one of the best first-person shooters of all time is? Halo. You know what you played Halo with? A controller. I understand it didn't come out till later, but still.
Yeah, but then when they came out with the PC version of Halo 1, guess what I wasn't using?
Oh!
A controller.
Oh my
anyway,
goodness,
let's jump into our listener picks here. these ones coming from the Instagram, and you can follow our Instagram at @acasttothepast. So this first one from WT Famicom, they said the Nomad Soul is an adventure game developed by Quantic Dream and published by Eidos Interactive. It was released for Microsoft Windows in 1999 and Dreamcast in 2000. Have you guys heard of this game? I actually
never played it.
No. I thought that Max Payne was Quantic Dream's first game. I guess I was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm curious about that.
Yeah, might be something we have to look at in the future. This next one comes from Sephiroth Gaming 1999. They said, much like Juan, they said Final Fantasy VIII. They also mentioned Resident Evil 3 and Age of Empires.
Also a huge honorable
mention. Yes,
and
Age of Empires 2, as we just talked about.
RE3, great game.
Yeah. Put it this way, just quickly. 99 was such a big year, none of us mentioned Resident Evil 3.
Yeah.
But it's like you have so much to choose from, right?
It's true.
Many, many options. So Coral DeVal Jr. also mentioned Resident Evil 3. And then Bar Garo Follow said Age of Empires 2 and the Conqueror's expansion. So
I like
a
these
lot
people.
Of popular picks. Kekachu 1987, interesting name. They said Power Stone for the Dreamcast. Now,
yes.
I only played the second one, but did you guys play the first one?
I owned it. The Dreamcast was my main console of choice. I still have my original Dreamcast here. I actually grabbed it today. What are the odds? And Power Stone, for those who don't know, imagine Super Smash Brothers, which is insane that I didn't even know this. The same year that Smash Brothers came out, so did Power Stone, and it was one of the launch titles for the Dreamcast. It was free roaming. So in many ways, it took what Smash did in that same year. Obviously, it didn't have the iconic characters, but it did more with it. Yeah, I guess it's just like Dreamcast versus N64, so what are you going to do?
This next one comes from Heru Hondo, and they said Siphon Filter, a game I haven't played. I don't know about you guys. Is it a racing game?
Yeah, that's a series I've never touched. It's a it's a third-person shooting series.
That was a Blockbuster rental for me, but I remember next to none of it. That was a PS1 game.
I remember you could tase people and light them on fire, and I thought that was cool.
That does seem cool.
And that's all I got.
And then finally, we had Matthew G89. They name-dropped Tomorrow Never Dies for the PS1. And they also mentioned Silent Hill, although they didn't get around, much like me, they didn't get around playing it till years later. But again, another 1999 classic.
Yeah, so thank you for sharing that, Ryan. And Keith, I love you, buddy. Nothing personal, right?
I love you, too.
Ryan?
It's personal.
We came together.
You're a cool man, but... Everybody watching and listening, let us know, is there another particular year you would like us to talk about, or should we double dip on 99 and get to other video game specific topics about this year? I think we could talk about a specific console, a console release. We definitely want to do these episodes that although we do full length reviews of specific video games, there's something cool about just grabbing a year, talking about it, because it wakes up the nostalgia factor, gets the blood flow going. So if there's anything you'd like us to do in addition to this about this year or topic, let us know by sending an email to acastofthepast@gmail.com, acastofthepast on Twitter. We also have a Discord, nameofthepodcast.com/Discord. And remember that we are not done, because next week we go back to 1999, people, and we talk about some of our favorite movies, and hopefully this doesn't end up with another battle between Keith and myself. So if you enjoy the podcast.
If we didn't get a If we wouldn't get a copyright infringement, we would be playing Prince's Party Like It's 1999, because we're spending a lot of time talking about this year. But unfortunately,
you can sing it.
Yeah, you can if you want.
No, we're good.
I'll accept that as an apology and a rendition of Party Like It's 1999.
Apology not negotiated.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah.
All right.
The one thing is that people, if you really do enjoy the podcast, the one thing that we ask is that you either leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or even Facebook, or subscribe, hit that notifications bell. It's not just a thing that YouTubers say. It actually matters, because if you subscribe and you don't hit the notifications bell, we don't show up in your news feed. You can find our channel within the subscription feed.
It's a perfect system.
Yeah, YouTube makes it really hard for you to support people, so consider supporting, because we will be back with another exciting episode of A Cast.
To the
past.
I love you too, Ryan.
Thank you.
You're welcome.